Shards of Earth by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by Sophie Aldred. Prologue. In the 78th year of the war, an architect came to Berlinhof. The lights of human civilization across the galaxy had been going out, one by one, since its start. All those little mining worlds, the far-flung settlements, the homes people had made. The colonies, as they were known. The great hollow polyaspora of human expansion, exploding out from a vacant centre. Because the architects had come for Earth first. Berlinhof had become humanity's second heart. Even before Earth fell, it had been a prosperous, powerful world. In the war, it was the seat of military command and civilian governance, coordinating a civilization-scale refugee effort as more and more humans were forced to flee their doomed worlds. And because of that, when the architect came, the colonies turned and fought, and so did all the allies they had gathered there. It was to be the great stand against a galactic-level threat. Every weapon deployed, every secret advantage exploited. Solis remembered. She had been there. Basilisk Division, Heaven's Sword Sorority. Her first battle. The colonies had a secret weapon. That was the word. A human weapon. Solis had seen them at the War Council. A cluster of awkward, damaged-looking men and women, nothing more. As the main fleet readied itself to defend Berlinhof, a handful of small ships were already carrying these weapons towards the architect in the hope that this new trick would somehow postpone the inevitable. Useless, surely. Might as well rely on thoughts and prayers. On the Heaven's Sword, everyone off shift was avidly watching the displays, wanting to believe this really was something. Even though all previous secret weapons had been nothing but hot air and hope. Solace stared as intently as the rest. The architect was impossible to miss on screen. A vast polished mass, the size of Earth's lost moon, throwing back every scan and probe sent its way. The defending fleet at Berlinhof was a swarm of pinpricks, so shrunk by the scale, they were barely visible, until she called for magnification. The heart of the colonies had already been gathering its forces for dispatch elsewhere, when the architect had emerged from unspace at the edge of the system. Humanity was never going to get better odds than this. There were Castigar and Hani vessels out there, alien trading partners, who were lending their strength to the human allies, because the architects were everybody's problem. There was a vast and ragged fleet of human ships, and some of them were dedicated war vessels, and others were just whatever could be thrown into space that wasn't any use for the evacuation. Orbiting Hiver factories were weaponizing their workers. There was even the brooding hulk of a Neyramathi locust ark out there, the largest craft in system, save that it was still dwarfed by the architect itself. And nobody knew what the locusts wanted or thought about anything, save that even they would fight this enemy. And there was the pride of the fleet, Solis's sisters, the Parthenon, humans, for a given value of human. The engineered warrior women who had been the colony's shield ever since the fall of Earth. Heaven's Sword, Ascending Mother, and Cataphractor, the most advanced warships humanity had ever designed, equipped with weapons that the pre-war days couldn't even have imagined.